This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Hey. Disposable utensils are not considered halachic utensils, and therefore they are not susceptible to tumah. We also learned in Perek Tes Vav Mishnah Aleph the halacha that when it comes to wooden or leather utensils, in order to be considered a halachic utensil, the utensil must be portable even when full. The Mishnah considers different specific utensils and the question of whether they meet the above criteria. The Mishnah says, Petilia Tamea, a small basket called the petilia, made of willow twigs, which one uses to store dried figs, is considered halachically, it is mekabel tumah, as it is sturdy enough to transport even when full of dried figs. And it's used long term, it's not disposable, so it is mekabel tumah. V'chasina tahara. But a large basket called the chasina, made of thorn branches used for storing clay, is not considered a halachic kli, for it is not sturdy enough to withstand being transported while full of clay, and so it fails to meet that condition of metalta mali v'rekan, that once again, in order to be a halachic kli, if it's made of wood or leather, one has to practically be able to transport it even when full. The Mishnah continues, Signayos shall all in taharos. Bowl-shaped baskets made from leaves used to store fresh fruits do not have a kli status, and so they're not susceptible to tumah because they can only be used, you know, very few times. They're basically disposable, and therefore do not meet the definition of a kli. Shall nitzar in tameos, but a different type of bowl-shaped basket made from wood-like palm fibers. These ones are more durable, they're not considered disposable, therefore they're considered a proper kalim. They're clay eights, so with the base kibble has a receptacle, it's a container, and therefore these ones are mekabel tumah. The Mishnah continues and says, Chosal shehunosin lesocho venotel mitsocho, a small basket-like utensil made from soft woven palm leaves, in which a person puts unripe dates and leaves them there, and then after a while, after the dates are ripe, they're removed and eaten. Tame, this type of utensil, is mekabel tumah, because typically it's used many times. It's not a disposable utensil. However, if the design of a particular chosal, a little basket, is such that one has to tear open the basket or untie it, take it apart in order to get at the ripe dates, tahar, that version of it is not mekabel tumah, because if you have to destroy it in order to get the ripe dates, that means it's disposable, therefore it's not considered halacha kli.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.